Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
My God, you're texting about this already. There have been calls today for prosecutions to deal with the unlicensed and unregulated dial-a-drink services advertised on social media. And the person calling for the crackdown is Senator Mary Seary Carney, a Fine Gael senator who joins me on the line. You're very welcome to the programme, Senator.
Oh, thank you, Cormac.
How much of a problem is this?
Well, there is, I suppose, local knowledge would be that the availability of such services is feeding antisocial behaviour, drinking at home patterns. Up until the most recent restrictions, level 5 restrictions, we've had a lot of house parties. And if you look at what's on social media, they're advertising alcohol to be delivered at any time, in any quantity, and unfortunately, as a consequence, they're being delivered to any age, and those people are in any condition, and they don't have to be at home. They can be at home or in parks, and we're having that coming back to us through community groups, and I'm involved in the Drugs and Alcohol Task Force.
But is it Dublin-wide, nationwide, city-wide, in various cities?
The one I'm most familiar with is in Dublin.
It's in Dublin, okay.
Yes.
And that's where your anecdotal evidence is coming from. And you say it's affecting younger people and house parties. Again, is that from anecdotal knowledge, is it?
That would be knowledge of where there are particular concentration of availing of these anonymous services, and also that it is that they coincide with rising COVID numbers. So there is potentially a pattern there. I mean, without rigorous investigation, it's very hard.
No, I appreciate that completely. And you are bringing an issue that an awful lot of people, I think, are concerned about to the fore. But when you say they are delivering alcohol to houses, but also to various people at various locations, without being specific, obviously, but who are these anonymous people or groups?
Well, we have no idea. All we have is a telephone number. We have no addresses, no particular locations. You know, I'm sure there are delivery services out there that are working with legitimate licensed premises. So I'm not talking about them, although there is a little gap in the law there that we perhaps need to review. Mm. But I'm talking about the unscrupulous sellers who, like that, are prepared to deliver to parks or to home. And the concern in that is that during this global pandemic, patterns of consumption are perhaps changing. People are at home for longer periods. People are potentially at home alone. And in that situation, they're in any condition. And perhaps over drinking or you know, drunken state at home, and are a danger to themselves.
But do you not think that this is happening anyway? Do you think that if an off license or a major supermarket takes an order for slabs of beer and bottles of hard liquor, that they are going to make an appraisal at the doorstep as to whether the person is overage, or there are too many people in the house, or if they're in an unfit status to consume that amount of alcohol before they actually make the delivery? Do you think that happens?
I think that the difference with a licensed seller is that they come within the remit of the law. It is an offence to sell alcohol or supply alcohol, either by delivery or otherwise, to a person who is drunk. And the penalties there are quite severe. They are, you know, 4,000 and 5,000 is fines or what is in the law. Mm. And the same thing with minors. You know, it's up to €5,000 fine or closure. So there is an onus on licensed traders to ensure that they are either, that the recipients of their alcohol are of a sufficient
but
age
my point
or
is,
else that they're in a sufficient condition.
My point is, I wonder, are you chasing shadows in a sense? Because people can take a legitimate order or make a legitimate order and take that order at the doorstep, and underage drinkers can get their hands of it. The binge drinking can happen that you alluded to. House parties can happen that you alluded to in your press release. Will chasing the anonymized delivery men or women, will that fix the problem at all, I wonder?
I suppose there's a difference between that licensed trade, and the important thing to emphasise to the licensed trade is the fact that they can't abdicate their responsibility, that the delivery people are either their agents or employees, mm-hmm. and they have a duty and an onus to ensure the condition of the recipients when they're making deliveries. But we've got to go after the unscrupulous. You know, it's almost like prohibition.
Yeah.
They're delivering in a situation, and whatever needs, these telephone numbers need to be followed up on. They need to be, you know, deliveries can be established in such a way that an investigation can occur and these people can be caught.
And you want Gardaí to spend time chasing these unscrupulous delivery men and women, as you say. What sanctions do you suppose should they receive?
Well, I think that we need to make sure that the law covers this. And covers this actual area, and so I'm calling for a review in that regard. I know that the minister is watching this and is watching alcohol consumption at the moment and patterns of consumption, and the words going back through the likes of the drugs task forces and the drugs and alcohol task forces is that patterns of consumption are changing during COVID,
yeah.
and that is either because naturally we've got to go to a delivery situation, and especially in rural Ireland. But there are also people are drinking alone, and people are perhaps in their loneliness or in their isolation and the stress and the mental health issues that go with COVID. People are perhaps returning to patterns of drink who have been successful in bringing themselves out of alcoholism.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose that goes back to the pubs and the licensed vintners who said that, look, at least in a pub or a bar, it's a controlled environment, and the control doesn't just relate to COVID. It relates also to people consuming too much. What about minimum unit pricing, though? I mean, that has been threatened by government.
Well, there has been a big call.
That's been threatened by government in Fine Gael for a long time, but nothing has been done.
It has yet to be commenced. So it is certainly there and under review. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
And we do need to consider it, but we need to consider the idea of lost leaders and all of that by the supermarket.
But has
so
that not been considered
that.
And considered? The problem is no action.
Well, I believe at this moment in time, my focus is on where it is unscrupulous and where they are getting their hands on alcohol. If we target the supermarkets, there's nothing to stop them going north and buying drink. Let's face it, we know that there are patterns of that occur.
Okay, a text from Aaron, 51551, before I let you go. What about people who are going around estates trying to sell alcohol to householders at a cheap price? Have you come across that during your anecdotal investigations?
I haven't personally, where people are readily identifiable like that. It is the telephone numbers and the where it is on a business model almost of supply through social media channels. That's where I've been particularly. I haven't heard of people going around estates selling alcohol, but I don't doubt that it isn't happening.
Okay, one more text. Let me see now, says a listener. When did I see a case where a pub was fined for giving drink to a person who was already seriously drunk? I know. Never, says that listener. One more, Dara in Galway says, honestly, it feels like we're moving towards totalitarianism. What do you say to Dara in Galway?
Well, I would say that at this moment in time, we have the organisations like the National Community Action on Alcohol Network have on their website that 88 people die every month in Ireland as a direct result of alcohol, that one in four deaths are due to alcohol, of men between 15 and 39, that one in five, you know, are in 93% of cases of suicide cases under 30 have alcohol as a feature. So I think we've got to seriously engage with our patterns of consumption of alcohol
and maybe seriously consider action on minimum unit pricing, maybe, but that's...
I would be a supporter of that.
Okay, well, Senator Mary Seary Carney, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.